the praise that our younger brothers and Uncle Tommy gave earlier this morning.
但愿他们刚刚的献诗能够带给你莫大的祝福。
I was very impressed.
我真的很高兴。
And I was very impressed, especially with Jonathan's Chinese translation.
我特别对 Jonathan 的中文感到非常的惊讶。
Maybe he should be a translator in the future.
他可能将来可以当我们的翻译的人。
I hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving.
我盼望每个人都有一个很好的感恩节。
And that you had a great time with your loved ones.
也跟你所爱的人有一个很好的时光。
It's really a privilege for me to come and share with you again this morning.
真的让我很荣幸今天能够在这里与大家一同聚集。
I'm really thankful for the honor of sharing God's word with you.
我真的很感到很荣幸能够与你分享神的话。
I'm just going to jump straight into what I'm going to talk about today.
我现在就要开始我今天需要跟你们分享的。
The topic that I have is the topic of sin.
我们今天所要谈的是罪。
And there's two reasons why I felt moved to talk about sin today.
两个原因我觉得我有这个负担要跟大家分享罪。
The first is I'm a sinner, and I figured it'd be wise to talk about a topic that I'm familiar with.
第一个原因是因为我是个罪人，所以我与大家分享我非常熟悉的。
And the second is because I felt that the topic of sin, understanding sin, is important in understanding the gospel, the good news.
第二个原因是，如果我们明白罪，我们就能够很明白福音的好。
Let's pray before I begin.
让我们先有一点祷告。
Lord Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for this Sunday that you've given us.
天父，我们真是感谢你在这个主日把我们带到这里。
Thank you for your amazing love, and thank you that you've given us this place where we can worship you and love you.
感谢你你的大爱能够让我们有这个地方对你的聚集和敬拜。
Lord, as we think about your word, God, Lord, would you illuminate your word in our hearts?
主啊，当我们想到你的话语的时候，求你光照我们。
Above from hearing from any human voice, Lord, we need to hear from you.
除去人的话语，我们需要从你那里听到你的话。
So we give this time over to you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name.
所以我们仰望你，我们靠着主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
So I'm going to start up. The scripture passage that we're going to look at today is in Genesis chapter 3. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a background.About where we're at. Genesis chapter 3 is the third chapter in the whole Bible. And there's not that much that, well, there's a lot that happened, but there's only two chapters that come before chapter 3. God just created... Oh. There's only two chapters that come before Genesis chapter 3.
让我们就从创世纪第三章开始，在第三章圣经的第三章，在它前面只有两章，所以我们一开始就从第三章来谈。
God just created the earth and everything in it, and it was good.
神刚刚创造了地，所一切在其中的都是好的。
He created Adam and Eve, the first people, and it was very good.
他也创造了亚当和夏娃，他看是甚好。
So these first humans are now in the Garden of Eden. It's paradise, and everything is perfect.
这一对第一对的人就住在伊甸园里头，那是一个天堂，所有的都是完美。
That's Genesis chapter 1 and 2 in a nutshell.
那就是在创世纪第一章跟第二章的简介。
Then comes chapter 3.
然后我们到了第三章。
And in chapter 3, everything changes.
到了第三章，所有的都变了。
This is where sin enters the picture.
在这里。罪进了世界。
Let's read.
让我们一起来念。
Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?"
耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真是说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
The serpent is Satan.
这个蛇是撒旦。
And he doesn't fool around. Immediately, he asks a question to Eve that places doubt in the goodness of God.
他从来不拐弯抹角，他马上就告诉 跟夏娃说真的是树上的果子不能吃吗?
God's so unreasonable. Did he really say you can't eat from any of these trees?
神真的是这么不讲理告诉你所有的树上的果子都不能吃吗?
Satan always tempts us with the same question. Is God really good?
撒旦常常这样的探视我们神真的那么好吗?
Good thing the woman knew scripture.
感谢神因为这个女人知道
There is no Bible at the time yet, but Scripture is simply God's word, and God did speak to the woman about the fruit on these trees.
那个时候并没有圣经，可是女人听了神的话，神的话告诉她，神的话就是她的话。I imagine
memorizing Scripture back then was pretty easy.
我想象他们那个时候要背诵经文是非常容易的。
So the woman said to the serpent, We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it or you will die.
女人对蛇说,园中树上的果子我们可以吃,唯有园当中的那棵树上的果子,神曾说,你们不可吃,也不可摸,免得你们死。
Now Eve's response sounds right, but it's actually a little bit off. Do you know what she said that wasn't completely right?
夏娃的回答看起来是不错，可是总是有一点偏差。你看出来哪里有偏差吗？
Let me repeat what she says. You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it or you will die.
让我再讲一次，唯有园当中的那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
It's that last part. God never said that they can't touch the tree.
是在最后那一部分，神从来没有说你不可摸。
Eve added that last part to the commandment.
夏娃加了那一段。
Now, I can't get inside the mind of Eve, but scripture doesn't elaborate more, but I suspect that there was already this temptation in Eve's mind.
我不能想夏娃是怎么个想法，可圣经上也没有多讲她的想法。 可是我可以想象到这棵树的果子实在对夏娃是一个引诱。That
in her mind, it was possible she was already wondering, how come I can't eat from this tree?
在夏娃的脑筋里常常想，可能想着为什么我不能吃。
And that this temptation was so strong, or at least strong enough, that she knew better to avoid this tree, to not even touch it.
所以她知道这个 这个试探太厉害了，而让他知道他这个树的果子真的是不能吃，而甚至到不能摸。
You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
蛇对女人说,你们不一定死,因为神知道你们吃的日子,眼睛就明亮了,你们便如神,能知道善恶。
So this is Satan's trick again, to cast doubt on the goodness of God. God is lying to you.
这是撒旦的诡计,他让人来怀疑神的良善。 神真的对你好吗?
And he's lying to you because he doesn't want what's best for you. He knows this will be good for you, that's why he's keeping it from you.
他骗我们，因为他让我们觉得说神真的是对我们好吗？他就用这个来让我们产生怀疑。Satan
is casting doubt on God's goodness.
撒旦常常就是用了这个来让我们产生怀疑，对神的良善产生怀疑。When
the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it.
于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，便摘下果子来吃，又给了她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。So
a couple things happen here. Eve gives into temptation and doubts God's goodness and disobeys God.
夏娃在这个地方就向了引诱屈服了，她摘了果子。But
there's something more that's in this verse too.
在这里我们还可以看到更进一步。
She gives Adam the fruit, and Adam, instead of taking spiritual leadership, he didn't stop Eve from eating it, he doesn't say anything, he himself also eats the fruit.
在这里当夏娃把这个果子给亚当的时候，亚当并没有拒绝，亚当也接受了，亚当并没有站起那个属灵的领导的地位，而接受了那果子吃了。
I know a lot of times we look at this and it's easy to blame Eve.
我们知道我们常常看这一段经文的时候我们怪罪夏娃。
But it's important to note that Adam did not take spiritual leadership as the man and as the husband.
可是我们也看到亚当并没有负起属灵的领导的那个责任像个男人像个丈夫一样。
When God gave the commandment, Adam was there. He wasn't sleeping or lying around or watching TV. He was there.
当神告诉他们这个诫命的时候亚当并没有不在现场并没有在看电视并没有在睡觉
So because he did not take responsibility he allowed Eve to disobey and he himself disobeyed God by eating the fruit
因为他没有负起这个责任所以他让夏娃来陷入这个罪然后让自己也陷入了这个引诱
We can learn a lot about sin based upon what happens to Adam and Eve immediately after they disobey
我们可以在他们这个犯罪以后我们可以学到许许多多的功课
And this is the first point
这就是我们的第一点
That the first thing that we can learn from sin is that first and foremost it is about broken relationships
第一点是最重要的就是这个罪让我们破坏了关系
I think a lot of us when we think about sin we just think about it's doing something bad
很多时候我们讲到罪我们想到是我们做了什么错事
But sin is much more than thatSin breaks things, and the most important thing that it breaks are relationships.
可是罪超过那些做了坏事，而是最重要的是它破坏了我们的关系。
So let's take a look what Adam and Eve did after they sinned.
那我们来看看亚当和夏娃犯了罪以后的事情。
Then their eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
他们两人的眼睛就明亮了才知道自己赤身露体便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子
Do you see what happens? Immediately Adam and Eve felt a sense of insecurity
你看到了吗马上他们就觉得他们没有安全感
Because they knew they did something wrong
因为他们知道他们做错事了
Have you experienced that before?
你有这样的经验吗
There was a sense of shame and guilt
你感觉到羞耻你感觉到的犯错了
Have you ever felt that before?
你感觉你有这样的经历
That right after you did something wrong, maybe in secret, you begin to feel scared, like someone's going to find out.
就像你做了错事以后，即使是在暗中做的，可是你总是害怕有人会发现。
You know, as you guys can tell, I'm very skinny.
你看看，你知道我蛮瘦的。
When I was younger in elementary school, I was still skinny.
在我在年幼的时候，我也是这么瘦。
And I remember my mom, as all moms were very concerned about my skinniness.
就像我妈妈也像很多母亲一样，都很对我这个瘦弱非常担忧。
You know, so of course she wanted to always feed me.
所以她常常就是想要给我吃好的。
And I remember as a kid, I was just so stuffed, I couldn't eat anymore.
在我记得我小的时候，我就是吃的太多了，我实在不能再吃了。
But she wouldn't stop.
可是她就是不能停下来。
And so I committed the ultimate Chinese sin.
所以我就犯了这个像中国人很多人犯的错。
When she wasn't looking, I threw out the food.
当她没有看的时候，我把那个吃的东西丢掉。
I know we Chinese people hate to waste things.
我知道我们中国人很讨厌浪费食物。
And the thing we hate to waste the most is food.
我们最讨厌浪费的就是食物。
And for a couple of days while this was going on,You know, I there was a tremendous amount of stress for me.
这么多天以来，对我来说，真的是一个很大的负担。
I was scared my mom was going to find out.
我这么害怕我妈妈会发现。
I felt guilty because I know she put all this hard work cooking the food.
我真的觉得很愧疚，因为她妈妈花了这么多时间来准备这个食物。
There was insecurity inside of me.
在我心里头，我有一个不安全的感觉。
And you know what? Eventually, she did find out.
你知道吗？到最后，她还是发现。
And I got into big trouble.
我就真的受了很大的委责难。
And you know what? This is how Adam and Eve felt when they sinned.
你知道，这就是亚当跟夏娃他们犯罪以后的光景。
There was that sense of insecurity, of brokenness in themselves.
在他们中间那个破坏、那个断了的关系，他们觉得实在是。
It's almost as if their relationship with themselves were broken.
就像他们自己跟自己的关系也断了。
That's what sin does.
那就是罪的作为。
Let's take a look at the next.
那我们再看看下一点。
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。”
So not only did Adam and Eve cover themselves, now they're hiding from God.
现在不仅仅亚当夏娃他们遮蔽自己，他们也躲避神。
So not only is there a brokenness in their relationship with themselves, but now.There's a brokenness in their relationship with God.
不仅仅他们彼此中间的关系中断了，他们对神跟神的关系也破碎了。
They're scared of him because they did something wrong.
他们怕神，因为他们做错了事。
Because of their disobedience, their relationship with God was broken.
因为他们不顺服神，所以跟神的关系就破坏了。
Now, I want to take a break here for a second and go back to the command that God gave Adam and Eve about this tree in the middle of the garden.
让我在这边停顿一下，回到起初神对他们的诫命。
It's not on the screen, but I want to read Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 to 17. And this is the command that God gives them.
在创世纪第二章16节到19节。
17节。It says, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die."
16节，园中各样的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Now, so was Satan right?
撒旦对吗？
Because if I was Adam and I heard this command, my thought would be, okay, when I bite into it, I'm going to immediately drop dead.
因为可能亚当听了这个话以后，他就想，我咬下去那个果子，我就死。
But Adam and Eve didn't immediately drop dead.
可是亚当夏娃并没有马上死。
In fact, there's really no real mention of physical death here.
可是在这个地方实在没有讲到说他们肉体的死。
So was Satan right?
所以说，这个魔鬼撒旦是对吗
？Did God lie?
神说谎了吗
？God did not lie.
神从不说谎。
You see, the death that God was talking about was not just a physical death, but a relational death.
在这里，神所说的死不是我们肉体的死，而是关系上的死。
The death that God was talking about was a death of a relationship between God and Adam and God and Eve.
在这里神所指的死是神与亚当神与夏娃关系上的死
And I want to make this point. This is really, really important. Relational death, the death in that relationship is more important to God than physical death.
我要在这边强调的是与神关系上的死是胜过于我们肉体的死
Sin breaks a lot of things, even our physical bodies. But first and foremost, sin breaks our relationship with God.
罪带出很多后果，带出很多死，即使是我们身体上的死。可是最重要的，神让我们与神的关系中断了。
And so to understand sin is to understand the importance of relationship to God.
所以明白罪，也要明白这个与神关系的重要性。
But our relationship with God is not the only thing that sin breaks.
我们与神关系的因着罪而中断，不是仅仅是一个关系的中断。
There is more.
还有更多的。
And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?"
神说，是谁说你赤身露体的？莫非你吃了我吩咐不可吃那树上的果子吗
？The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it."
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
Notice what Adam does here.
你看到亚当做了什么吗
？Not only does he not take responsibility, He's blaming someone else now.
他不仅仅不肯负起责任，他还把这个责任推卸给别人。
So sin doesn't just break our relationship with God, but it breaks our relationship with one another.
他罪不仅仅破坏我们与神的关系，也破坏了我们彼此之间的人际关系。
As many of you know, I'm also a teacher like Mike.
你也知道，我也像麦克一样，我也是个老师。
And I see a lot of sin in the classroom.
我在教室里头看到许许多多不好的事情。
And last week, Mike talked about how when kids get in trouble, they like to compare with each other.
上两个礼拜前 ，Mike 说到在教室里头，当一个小孩犯了错以后，他们总是要彼此指责。
Well, in my class, you know, when I catch you know two kids talking, they like to blame each other.
在我的课堂里头也是，当我看到一个小孩说话的时候，他们就会彼此互相指责。
That a kid would say, "Mr. Wan, he was talking to me first."
他就会说，老师，他先跟我说话的。
He's the one that's fooling around with me.
他是先跟我捣乱的。
So there's always this idea of blaming someone else.
我们总是找一个替罪的人。
And this is exactly what Adam did.
这就是亚当在这里所做的。
And you know, the woman, she does the same thing.
这个女人也做了同样的事。
Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate it."
耶和华对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
Eve, just like Adam, instead of owning up to what she did, also blamed someone else.
夏娃跟亚当一样，不仅仅不肯负起责任，她也把这个过犯推给了别人。
So sin breaks our relationship with God, but also breaks our relationships with one another.
所以罪破坏了我们与神的关系，也破坏了我们人彼此的关系。
That's how horrible sin is.
这就是罪实在是不可理喻的地方。
Now, those are not the only things sin breaks.
当然，这不是罪唯一破坏的时候，破坏的地方。
Later on, God talks about the curse.
再过来我们就看到神的咒诅。
And I want to read on to verse 14.
14节
It says, "So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.'"
耶和华对神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的畜生野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，也要伤她的，你要伤她的脚跟。
Now, sin doesn't just cause us insecurity. Sin just doesn't break our relationship with God. Sin doesn't just break our relationship with each other. But you have to understand that sin breaks all relationships everywhere.
知道吗？罪不仅仅让我们没有安全感，它破坏我们与神的关系，破坏我们人与人的之间的关系，它其实也破坏了我们周遭一切。
That sin even breaks relationships in nature.
它让我们与大自然之间也破坏了关系。
Have you ever watched the Discovery Channel or the Nature Channel?
你看过那个探索的频道跟那个自然的频道吗
？I'm a big fan. I like the there's a documentary called Planet Earth, and another documentary called Life that shows, you know, animals in the wild.
我对这两个频道我非常喜欢。那个我不晓得你们有没有看过，有一个是讲到了我们这个地球的关系，地球有一个讲到地球上的生命。
And so these film crews go all around to these different places to film animals.
所以这些工作人员他们有这些记录视片视线视机，他们到全球各地来照这些稀少的动物。
And a lot of the things that they show are other animals killing other animals.
常常他们所照下来的都是一种动物所击杀另外一种动物。
And we see that on television, and we think, okay, this is natural.
我们在电视上看到，我们知道这是自然界的现象。
But would it surprise you to know that it's actually not?
可以让你能不能想象，这其实并不是很真实、很自然的。
Animals eating one another is not supposed to be natural.
这个 动物彼此相残，其实是不应该发生的。
Because of sin, even relationships in nature are broken and destroyed.
因着人的罪，让这个自然界的关系也被破坏了。
This is how it's supposed to be.
这个应该本来应该是如此。
And I want to show you a painting. And this is a painting of a verse actually in the Bible.
这个画在圣经上也有描述。
Now you look here, you probably think this is very strange.
你看到你觉得挺奇怪的这幅画。
You probably wouldn't let your kid pet a lion.
你可能不会让你的小孩来拍拍那个狮子。
All right, but this is actually in the book of Isaiah.
这其实在以赛亚书描述了。
And I want to read the verse to you.
让我来念这段经文。
It says, "The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea."
以赛亚十一章，豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜从群，小孩子要牵引他们。牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草，与牛一样。吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿并按手在毒蛇的穴上。在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人，不伤物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一样。
See.This is the way that it's supposed to be.
你看到吗？这应该是我们的世界。
But because of sin, even these relationships in nature have been broken.
可是就是因为了罪，让我们的关系，一切的关系都破坏了。
And today we still feel the consequences of this brokenness.
到今天，我们依然感受到那个罪的后果。
All of us have been hurt by people, and all of us have hurt others.
我们所有的人都曾经受过伤害，也伤害过人。
Without fail.
没有一个能够避免。
All of us have experienced hurt, and all of us has given hurt.
我们每一个人都经历过伤害人，也被伤害。
We have all felt the effects of sin.
我们真的都感受到那个罪的影响。
And the Bible tells us this. In Romans chapter 3, it says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书第三章也告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
And here's our problem. Because Adam and Eve introduced sin into the world, today we are all sinners.
这就是问题的所在，因为亚当跟夏娃把罪带进来，我们今天都在罪里。
Now, to be honest with you, when I was a young Christian, for a long, long time, I was actually really mad at Adam and Eve.
我很能够诚实地告诉你，当我刚刚信主的时候，我对亚当夏娃非常生气。
It's not my fault I'm a sinner, it's Adam and Eve's.
不是我这个罪进来，是亚当和夏娃。
Why do they have to eat that stupid fruit?
为什么他们要吃那个愚蠢的果子？
Why couldn't they just behave themselves?
为什么他们不好好地守规矩？
Then I came to realize that it didn't matter whose fault it was. The problem still remained that I'm a sinner.
可是我意识到，不管这个问题开始是从哪里来的，
I have a problem.
我还是一个罪人，我还是有我的问题。
And just as sin separated Adam and Eve from God and from one another, sin also separates me from God and from other people.
就像罪把亚当和夏娃与神分开，罪也让我。
When I first started teaching, I got sick a lot because I just wasn't used to being around so many people.
当我刚开始教书的时候，我常常生病，因为我不能适应与那么多人常常接触。
And I taught the sixth grade.
我教六年级的学生。
And they can be pretty dirty.
他们实在很不太卫生。
They like to touch different things.
他们喜欢触摸所有的东西。
They like to play with mud.
他们喜欢玩泥巴
Bring in the classroom.
带到教室里来
And so my body wasn't used to it, so I got sick all the time.
因为我的身体不能适应，所以我常常生病
And sure, I could have blamed the kids.
当然，我可以怪罪那些孩子
But you know what? In the end, I still had the problem. I still got sick.
可是到中我还是有这个问题，我还是生病。
I still have to get medicine.
我还是要拿药。
I still have to go see the doctor.
我还是要看看医生。
And so it is with sin.
罪也是一样。
Yes, it is Adam and Eve's fault, but in the end, I'm still a sinner, and it's a problem I have to deal with.
是的，是罪，亚当跟夏娃所犯的罪。可是我仍是个罪人，我还是要面对我的问题。
And not only am I a sinner.But all of us sitting in this room were sinners.
不仅仅我是个罪人，每一位在座的，你也是个罪人。
This leads me to my second point. Understanding sin promotes humility.
让我们就让看到第二点，我们明白罪，让我们有一颗谦卑的心。
Remember, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
记得吗？世人都犯了罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
We're all in the same boat.
我们都在同一条船上。
It doesn't matter if you're a pastor like Pastor King or you're a criminal.
不管你是像金海牧师弟兄一样，或者是你一个罪犯。
We're all in the same boat. We all have the same problem.
我们都在同一条船上，我们都有相同的问题。
You see, God is perfect and He is holy.
你知道吗？神是全完全的，他是圣洁的。
And that means he cannot come into contact with any sin, not even a tiny bit.
所以神不能碰到我们这个罪，即使是一丝丝一毫毫。
That if sin, if God came into the same room where sin is, his holiness, his righteousness would immediately destroy that sin.
如果神来到一个带有罪的一个房间，他的圣洁马上就要把那个罪抹杀去了。
And here lies God's problem.
这就是神的问题。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
But because we're sinners, he can't come close to us.
因为他爱我们，可是我们却是个罪人，他不能亲近我们。
If he came close to us,His holiness would kill us.
如果他来亲近我们，他的圣洁会杀了我们。
This is God's problem.
这是神的
问题。I know it sounds strange, but this is God's problem.
我知道这听起来很奇怪，可是这真的是神的问题。
So when we compare ourselves with one another, we're just comparing how big our stain is.
所以当我们彼此相比的时候，我们只是彼此相比我们的污点，谁的污点比较大。
And maybe you have a smaller stain, but it doesn't matter. God still can't come close to you.
或许你的污点小一点。可是无论如何，神还是不能接近你。
His holiness would still kill you if you were in that presence.
他的圣洁还是会杀了你。
There's no use comparing.
这真是我们实在不需要彼此互相比较。
And so when we understand this idea of sin, it promotes humility because you realize there's no use comparing.
所以当我们明白罪的时候，就会产生一个谦卑的心，因为实在我们不能彼此比较。
Everyone's the same boat. Everyone has sin.
我们每一个人都一样，每一个人都是罪人。
But this brings us to the third point.
带我们来到第三点。
That understanding sin, is also understanding the power of God.
让我们知道了，明白了罪，我们也能够知道神的大能。
So remember God's problem. He loves us, but he can't come close to us because his holiness would kill us.
记得吗？神有个问题，他爱我们，他可是他是圣洁的，而我们是个罪人，他不能接近我们，要么他就会击杀我们。
But God has a solution.
可是神有了一个解决的方法。
And his solution is the cross.
他的解决的方法就是那十字架。
That he himself came down and he died for us.
他从天上下来，他为我们死。
Let me use an illustration.
让我们用一个例子。
I'm a big fan of a show called Law and Order.
我很喜欢看一个电视节目《法律与秩序》。
I don't know if you've seen it, but it's about police and lawyers working together to catch criminals.
我不晓得你看过这个电视剧没有，它是讲警察和检察官一起合作来抓这些罪犯。
In the beginning of the show, usually it's the police, they catch the criminal, and then the second half of the show, usually the criminal goes to court.
在前半部的节目都是警察抓这些罪犯，在后半段就是在法庭的场景。
And a good judge in the show has to follow the law and has to be fair.
一个好的法官，他会遵从法律而给一个公平的判断。
And in scripture, oftentimes God is actually referred to as a judge.
在我们经文上常常看到神其实就像一个法官。
In fact, he is the perfect judge.
事实上，他是一个完美的法官。
And so some have described God's solution to our sin problem as a court case.
所以有的人来形容我们的罪就像一个在一个法官法院里头审判的一个刑案一样。
Because of our disobedience, that the punishment is death.
因为我们的不顺服，我们的惩罚其实就是死罪。
That was Adam Eve's punishment for disobedience.
那是夏当跟亚当跟夏娃他们的他们的判决。
But that's also our punishment too.
其实也是我们的判决。
In fact, the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经上说罪的工价是死。
Now a good judge has to carry out that punishment.
一个好的法官他需要执行这样的审判。
He has to be fair. He has to follow the law.
他需要是一个公平的，他需要去遵从这个法律。
So God, as the perfect judge, has to carry out this punishment of death which we deserve.
神是那一个完美的法官，他需要实行这样的审判。所以他要因为这样的审判对我们来说实在是我们该得的，我们应得的。
If he doesn't give out that punishment, he would be an imperfect judge.
如果他不实行这样的审判，他就不是那个完美的法官了。
And if he's imperfect, then he can't be God.
如果他有一丝丝的不完美，他就不是神。
So remember, God is perfect, and he has to be a perfect judge.
记得神是完美的。他是完美的法官。
But not only is he a judge, a perfect judge, but he's also a loving judge.
神不仅仅是一个完美的法官，他也是一个带着爱的法官。
So he loves the people that he has to give this death sentence to.
他爱我们，可是他却要施行这个死刑。
So how does he solve the problem?
那他要怎么来解决这个问题呢？
He is that judge.That gives the punishment.
他是那个法官，他颁下了这个定罪的命令。
And after he gives that punishment, he takes off his robe.
他颁下了这个命令以后，他把他的法官的袍脱下来。
He comes down from his judge's seat.
他走下他的审判台。
And he takes the punishment for us.
他背起了我们那个对我们的审判。
He goes to the death penalty for us.
他走向那个死刑。
I have watched many, many episodes of Law and Order.
我看了许许多多这个电视剧。
And I've never seen a judge walk down to take the spot for the criminal.
我从来没有看到一个法官能够走下他的审判台来为这个犯罪罪犯来为那个罪替那个罪犯受刑。
But this is what God did for us.
可是这是却是神为我们所做的。
Because of our sin.
因着我们的罪。
And this is the reason why the cross is so important to us Christians.
所以为什么十字架对我们基督徒来说是这么的重要？
There's a cross hanging up in back of the screen.
在这个屏幕后面挂了十字架。
Maybe some of you have jewelry. You're wearing a necklace maybe, or you have some sort of jewelry that also have cross on it.
在座的你们可能戴着十字架的项链。
Do you know what that cross represents?
你真的明白那十字架的代表意义吗？
During the times of the Romans, that cross represent a torture device meant to slowly kill people.
在罗马时代，那个十字架其实是一个非常残酷的酷刑，来慢慢的折磨一个人，慢慢的让他死。
The Romans used this to kill people, and they used this to kill Jesus.
罗马人用这个来杀人，也用了这个来杀了主耶稣。
You have to imagine that it's as if you were hanging up an electric chair.
你可以想象，就像你现在挂了一个电椅。
Or an injection needle.
或者是这个。
On your neck.
或者是带了一个这个有毒的这个针筒在你的脖子上。
Because that's what really the cross is.
这实在就像那个十字架。
The Apostle Paul, who was a great theologian, he said this. He said, "We are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died."
使徒保罗这么说，他说：“我相信一人死，一人为众人死，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。”
And so, God went to the electric chair, got the lethal injection for us.
所以神坐上了那个电椅，神替我们受了这个针筒。
That's how we have to think of it.
这就是我们应该对这个十字架所要想象的。
And when God died, He redeemed us. He bought us.
当神为我们死，他救赎了我们，他买了我们。
He saved us.
他救了我们。
He took what was once dead and made us alive because now we can be in a relationship with God again.
他为我们死，让我们能够与神的关系再一次的恢复。
Because now that sin is gone, is paid for, He can be close to us.
因为我们所犯的罪已经付了代价，所以他能够再一次的与我们亲近。
And so,He redeemed us just like He redeemed the image of the cross.
就他救了我们，就像他在十字架上的作为。
You know, in the, like I said, in the days of the Romans, if the Romans came to our church, they would have thought we were very strange.
如果就现在，如果罗马人到我们教会，他会觉得非常奇怪。
Because when they saw the, when they see the cross, they would have thought this was a symbol of torture, of pain, of death.
因为罗马人看到了那个十字架，它是代表了酷刑，代表了死。
But did you see what God did?
你看到，可是你看到神做了什么吗？
God took this very, very dark, torturous, painful, symbol, and He redeemed it for good.
可是神让这个黑暗，这个这么恐怖的刑具，来转换成对我们的救赎。
And now, when we Christians see the cross, we don't see that. We don't see the torture, the pain, the death. We see peace, hope, and life.
而我们基督徒看到这十字架的时候，我们没有看到残酷，我们没有看到死，我们没有看到受伤，而看到的是和平，是喜悦，是生命。
Just as He changed the image and redeemed the image of the cross, so He redeemed us who believe in Him and follow Him.
所以他转换了这个十字架所代表的意义，就像他转换了我们，来救赎了我们。
He has redeemed us as well.
他也救赎了我们。
This is the amazing power of God.
这就是神奇妙的大能。
He can take something so horrible as a torture device and change it into something so wonderful and so hopeful for the rest of the world.
他能够把一个如此残酷的刑具能够转换成对一个世界来说一个这么美好的一个救赎的工具。
That He's able to take our sin away.
他能够把我们的除去我们的罪。
And this leads me to my last point.
这就带我们来到最后一点。
That understanding sin produces thanksgiving.
我们明白神，我们就有了感恩。
Now,
明白了罪，有了感恩。
You know, and some of us, especially those of us who walked with Jesus for a while, sometimes it's easy for us to lose that sense of awe, I think.
许许多多我们在座的我们与神同行了一段日子以后，我们似乎已经忘记了那个敬畏神的心。
That, you know, when we hear the gospel message or when we hear what Jesus has done, sometimes it's we've heard it so many times that it's easy for our hearts to be calloused.
当我们听了神许许多多的福音，听了神许许多多话语的时候，我们心似乎麻木了。
That, you know, we don't reject Him outright.But we do little things to show that it's not as important to us anymore.
我们不是很明显的来拒绝他，可是我们常常在小事上，我们就有点开始有点不愿意再接受。
And one of the things that begins to happen is we start complaining.
头一件事情我们就开始了有了抱怨。
That we, you know, God, you know, I wish you did this, or God, I wish you did that. How come my life is this way, or how come my life is that way?
神啊，我真的希望这样，我真的希望那样。为什么我的生活是这个样子？为什么我的生活是那个样子？
We start complaining to God when we forget what He did for us on the cross.
我们开始向神抱怨，而忘了他在十字架上为我们所成就的。
Now, as many of you know, with Mike, I also am involved in a youth ministry called Asian Young Life.
在座你们可能知道，我和 Mike 一起在亚裔青年的生活团契里头有服事。
And I remember, you know, a few years ago, I remember I was trying to, you know, because we're in ministry, I was trying to convince my father to donate money to the ministry.
几年前，因为我在这个团契里头服事，所以我想顺服我的父亲，对这个服事有一点奉献。
And I remember just really.Bothering him and pestering about, like a persistent widow, like, oh, Dad, you should donate. I'm trying to give him all these reasons, and you know, you should support us, etc.
我对我的父亲就像苦苦哀求，就像那个非常坚持的一个寡妇一样，不断的给他所有的理由去跟我的父亲说，你应该对我们有金钱上的奉献啊。
And my dad, he was very patient.
我的父亲很有耐心。
He was listening.
他听我的诉说。
But then he turned to me and he said something I will never forget.
可是他对我说了一句话，我从来就我不能忘记。
He turned to me and says, Gerald.
他说 ，Gerald。
I already gave Asian Young Life a son.
他说 ，Gerald， 我已经给了亚裔青年团契我的儿子。
Isn't that enough?
难道不够吗？
I never asked him for money again.
我不再问他要任何的东西。
And you know what? The Spirit of God moved in me that day too.
你知道吗？ 神的灵在那一天也感动了我。
And he said to me, Gerald.
他对我说 ，Gerald。
I gave you my son.
我给了你我的儿子。
Isn't that enough?
难道还不够吗？
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
understanding sin produces thanksgiving.
真的, 认识罪, 能够带着我们就会有的感恩。
I hope that as we celebrate, as we've gone through this Thanksgiving weekend,
我但愿在这一个感恩的, 假期里头,
that above all things, we thank God for what he did.
在所有的事上, 我们要感谢神他为我们所成就的一切的事情。
For paying the cost.
他为我们付了代价。
For dying for us.
为我们死。
Let me pray for us as we end.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful, God, that you went to the cross for us.
天上的父, 我们感谢你。 真是感谢你为我们走上了那个十字架的道路。
We know, Lord, that we should be on that cross, that we should be in that electric chair, that we should receive the lethal injection.
我们知道我们是应该走上那十字架的路，我们是应该坐上那电椅，我们应该要接受那个针孔。
But you took it for us.
可是你让为我们接受了这一切。
Oh Lord, would you help us to understand the vileness of our sin?
主啊，求你让我们明白我们罪的可怕。
But at the same time, Lord, help us, Lord, to appreciate the goodness of your grace.
主啊，在同时也让我们能够感恩你对我们的好。
Lord, thank you so much for dying for us.
感谢你为我们做了这么许多。
There's nothing that we could say or do to repay you.
我们不能做也不能说什么来能够回报你。
We lift our hearts to you.
我们为你提上我们的心。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.